back, everybody. So today we're going to try Firestone's Hopnosis IPA. Is that 8.7 or 6.7? Okay, 6.7. How they have it on the can, there's a whole bunch of lines coming around, and it looks like 8.7, but the back of the can does say India Pale Ale, 6.7% ABV. I've done two out of this mixed pack, so I picked up their IPA mixed pack, variety pack, four different beers, three in each. The first two, I have to say, I do not see a date on them. And I think they're a little older, but there's no date, so I can't tell. And because I'm doing all these in the same day, I have not looked up. Usually they've had, so like this one has a number, 30624B1BD. I don't know if that's the date for when it was canned or whatever, but obviously that does not, unless it's 3624 Best Buy, but it's B1BD, so it's not BB or anything like that, or drink by or something like that. But if that's the case, here's the Mine Haze that I just did. Okay, so that is 24. So 3724. And the other one is what? See, this is 30803. So unless that is 20 years old, that does not work. But it was close. Pillowy Whitehead. Starting to get some peaks and valleys in there. It seems like the bubbles around the edge are popping. About a little over a finger of head. Color on this, golden yellow, pretty dang clear. And of course, you're not going to be able to see me because of all the bubbles. Actually, I take that back. I'm going to say a chill haze, but there are a lot of bubbles coming up in this. Let's go ahead and smell. Floral citrus. I want to say cinnamon. Like, what is going on? I'm looking at, so my cups are over there. Like, it kind of has a red hot cinnamon citrus smell. I'm getting a little malty bitterness too. Why am I picking up red hot cinnamons? Red hot cinnamon with a little floral citrus. They're clean. They're sitting right over there. But it smells like there was a red hot cinnamons poured into this cup. See, I don't get it. I still get it, though. Not as much. Maybe it's the glass? I'm getting it. If I put my nose closer to the center, I don't get it as much. A light maltiness. I almost want to say like a toasted malt. A lightly toasted malt with citrus, like a generic citrus. Not really any bitterness. I'm still getting it. I don't know. I'll leave that off. The let's forget about the cinnamon part and let's just taste. Yeah, that doesn't have cinnamon. Okay. It tastes old. Undercarbed, needs more carbonation. Kind of flat, thicker body because of less carbonation. I want to say like a floral, sweeter citrus. I wouldn't even go, I would go orange. Okay. We'll go orange. That floral, I do not like floral. It seems like that kind of does overpower the citrus in this. It's almost like a berry, like maybe a mosaic was used in here, like a sweeter berry cotton candy in the back after, but there's some bitterness there too. I guess it's changing, but I do not like the taste of this beer. I hope that's floral. Because if not, there's something else I do not like. Yeah, it's like a floral citrus. I want to say like a dirty floral citrus. Up front, a little maltiness. It goes back and there's like some sweetness. Like I was saying, like a berry or a light cotton candy. But something in the back. I don't know if it's because it's dry. I can't even drink this. I can drink it up front, but something in the back of that palate is just wrecking me. It's like a bitterness or something. It's like a wall. Like, I'm not going to drink any more of this. That's crazy. It's okay. Like, I like the taste. The tastes are okay. I wish that floral was out of this thing. I'm going to have to go... for me, I would go a 1. For the actual beer, though, I would go a 3.5. I think it works. I'm not sure what's in the very back. But like I said, there's some sweetness in there, but you don't really get that up front. It's more middle of the palate back to the end before that bitterness kicks in there. So on a tap, I'll go 3.5 out of 5. But for me, I don't like floral. That's what it's coming off. And whatever's at that back, I can't drink this. Let's check on tap. 6 of my friends have checked it in, 3.92 out of 5. 20,000 people, 3.75. So I'm a little bit lower than everybody, really. Let's see. Hoppy, full, light, grainy, boozy. Boozy? Cryo hops are used, varieties from New Zealand and the U.S., tropical fruit, mango, passion fruit, white grape, lychee. It has to be old. I do not get any of that. So does that mean Nelson Savant was used or something like that for the white grape? 3.75, 4.25, yeah, September of 22, so March 15th of 23 was the last time one of my friends had it. Somebody had it 4 hours ago and gave it a 4. So, yeah, I think it's old, but something's in there, or if this is old, something's mixing and not working for me. But it is what it is. It was still on the shelves. What more can I do? I paid for it. And there's no date. So
thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, happy brewing.